I reckon Pengilly would have put his bat down and just nerdled at the third man. Had he had an opportunity, had probably his career not been ruined.
Probably.
Here at Western Suburbs. Morning to you, Adam. How are you, mate?
I wouldn't have seen it, Jared. I would have completely just not seen it at all.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen the video. Yeah, that is flung a mile, hasn't it? good luck. Good luck trying to keep that out.
Now, you walked with Royce yesterday. How did you pull up?
Oh, I feel all right, Loz. I don't feel too bad, to be honest. It was a long and arduous day. I didn't choose a very good leg to go climbing Mount Victoria.
You've played this poorly.
Yeah, very poorly, very poorly. We had a great day. We managed to make it. Everyone made the whole, I think it was about 29 Ks we had to make. And you were right, Loz. You warned me yesterday saying everyone will be happy and cheerful for the first 3 or 4 Ks. And then after that, the reality will start setting in. Well, we actually started at Little Hartley at the bottom of the mountains over there, the other side, and walked along these, just country roads for 3 or 4 Ks, and all of a sudden said, okay, we're going to turn right, head into the bush. And we just went straight uphill for the next hour and a half in Mount Victoria, and it was deathly silent. Let me give you the tip.
Yeah, not many people start to talk and keep the energy up.
No. The talk dissipated very quickly, but everyone did well. Sheensy was on the walk yesterday, Lodz. He did great. Warren McDonald was there, Scando. Brandy. How fit's Brandy, Loz?
Mate, he just hasn't changed, Brandy.
No, not at all. He wouldn't have blown out a candle at the end of the day. He was flying.
You know what, Brandy, they reckon he's just like a natural too. Like, even he doesn't have
fast
to train.
Metabolism.
Yeah, just doesn't have to train, and he still stays skinny, but he's still fit.
Gee, those people annoy me.
Like he could have 6 months off and then come back fine. And do a time trial and then win it.
Yeah. There was a few stories going around about his feats on the training field back in the day. I reckon Gus berated him one time when he turned up to training in his nightclub gear and then went out to proceed to break the 400-metre records at 10 of training when they were doing 400-metre repeats.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I've heard some amazing stories with Brandy. Freddie, on the other hand.
But I've got to say, boys, it's for a great cause, and Royce is an absolute machine. The way he's been walking from Goolagong, and he pretty much leads the pack the whole way and just keeps going. And a lot of people struggle to keep up with him. I was struggling to keep up with him for a lot of the day there yesterday, so he's got 2 more days to go. I think he's got the King, Wally Lewis, Gene Miles and the Axe, Trevor Gilmeister, joining him today for his 20Ks. And his final day is on Friday. We're going to walk down the mountains into Penrith Park on Friday afternoon and Friday evening, which will no doubt be very emotional for him after a 10 or 11-day walk.
Let's talk some racing, and we've got the Tab Kingsford Smith there at Eagle Farm on Saturday. It's been a change in favouritism at the top of the market as well. Paul Lely was $4, now just back to $5. Money for On Trivier, $6 into $4.60. Private Eye racing here as well. Obviously, the Stradbroke is its big target, but how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, this is a sneaky good Group 1 race, Jared. A lot of depth to the race this year. I understand why Paul Lely and On Trivier are ahead of the market at the moment. Both of them are great in the Durban 10,000. We know with Paul Lely, his form's been stacking up right through the campaign behind Marzu. He was great in the TJ Smith, running third behind Nature Strip. So he's going to find the right race for him heading towards a Stradbroke. On Trivier, we know how good she was from the back in that Doomben 10,000, making a long, sustained run. But there are a couple of horses, I think, at odds who can feature getting back onto a drier track. I think Ellsberg's dangerous, getting back onto a drier track there and following along up on the speed. And my old mate, Jared, Signore Fox, he's crying out for a drier track. I thought he was great in the 10,000 last start. He's going to be a big improver as well at big odds. So this is going to be a really good race. Lots of depth to the Kingsford Smith this year. Wouldn't surprise me if the winner comes out of 6 or 7 horses if you're playing wide in the quaddie.
What's happened down in South Australia?
Oh, Loz, did you catch this yesterday?
Saw a little bit of it, and I just saw the headline.
Yeah, this was just bizarre. Unfortunately, there was a horse called Flying Barty, which was caught underneath the barrier stalls at Balaclava there yesterday. And obviously, it's a horrible situation for everyone involved, the barrier attendants, the starter, the stewards, and they backed out the two horses either side of Flying Barty, and they were both late scratching, so they couldn't extricate the horse from underneath the barriers, and they end up starting the race with the horse still stuck in the barriers, and it's just quite a bizarre situation, quite distressing for a lot of people on track there yesterday. I'm not quite sure it was the right move that was made by stewards. I think they're going to have some sort of investigation over the next couple of days, but no doubt, I don't think that race should start with a horse still trapped underneath the barriers. In the usual situation, they probably would have backed all the other horses out and cleared them all from the barriers and then got Flying Barty out, but unfortunately they didn't do that, so definitely a watch this space and see what comes out of this investigation down there in South Australia.
Anthony Cummings has been fined.
Yeah, this is a bizarre one yesterday as well, Jared, at Canterbury. They wrapped up an inquiry going back from a couple of months ago at Canterbury at a midweek meeting. Actually, Stable brought the wrong horse into the mounting yard for a race. They brought a three-year-old colt, a mare, sorry, into the yard when it should have been a three-year-old colt. So he's copped a $2,500 fine. He's obviously regrets the decision, regrets what happened on course that day. He'll cop his punishment and move on. It was a good meeting at Canterbury yesterday as well. Jared caught the replays yesterday after I finished and a couple of nice winners there too.
Yep. No, thanks so much, mate. Looking forward to getting your mail tomorrow.
See you, boys.